prayer and being loved. What does being loved have to do with prayer? Everything. We don't pray when we don't realize God's love for us. When we believe God doesn't love us as much as He loves someone else, we will believe He hears them, but He doesn't hear us. We cannot fathom the depths of God's love for us, and it affects our prayers. Would you like to pray more and seek God diligently? Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as we experience truth about being loved by God and our prayer life. Last year, I attended a prayer conference. The minister speaking was Doug Smalls. He was sharing on 1 Timothy 2 and the four types of prayer. And he made the statement that if you think you need to get someone else to pray for you, or you search for other people to pray, it is not because you have a faith problem, but because you have a love problem. You believe that God will answer prayer. You just believe that God loves someone else more than He loves you, and He will hear their prayer and answer them. So you want them to pray for your request. While listening to this statement, I thought about myself, and that about 5 or 6 years ago, I realized I didn't know God's character and His love for me. I doubted Him. So I got a book about the names of God and began reading my Bible through the New Testament and the Old Testament to study and learn who God is. I noticed that throughout these years, I began to pray to God as my Father and realized how compassionate, merciful, and faithful God is. Since I was a child, I felt the love and compassion of my earthly Father, and now I know that my heavenly Father loves me. In Matthew 7:7-11, the New American Bible, Jesus Christ of Nazareth states, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Father who is in heaven gives what is good to those who ask Him." In Luke 11:9-13, the New Living Translation, Jesus Christ of Nazareth states, "And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who knocks finds, and to everyone who knocks the door will be opened." You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? We see in these scriptures Jesus commanding us to ask, seek and knock in prayer, for we will receive, find, and the door will be opened by our loving Heavenly Father. He gives us good gifts, and Jesus states that if our earthly Father gives good gifts, how much more does our Heavenly Father? We can trust our Heavenly Father. His love for us is great. If we look throughout the Bible, we will find many examples of answered prayer. One example I found was in the Old Testament in 1 Kings 3, 5-14. The New International Version states, "At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God asked, 'Ask for whatever you want me to give you.' Solomon answered, 'You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?' The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, 'Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life." Another example is found in the Old Testament. In 1 Chronicles 4:10, the English Standard Version states, "Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so it might not bring me pain.' And God granted what he asked." I am learning and growing in my prayer life, in my trust and confidence that God loves me and hears my request. During several months before the prayer conference I attended, I had some personal prayer requests and at times had thought about asking some godly friends to pray. I would feel the Lord impress on my heart and say, "No, don't ask them to pray for that request for you, but you ask me and pray yourself for those prayer requests." So I am continuing to pray, trust, and wait on my loving Heavenly Father. You may find yourself in the same situation. You try to find others to pray for your request, others who seemed more loved and worthy, those who you believe God will hear and answer, while your Heavenly Father desires to hear from you about the request and needs you have. Hebrews 4:16. The New King James Version states, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." You sense the Lord speaking to your heart now about how He loves you and wants you to ask and come to Him about your needs and the pressing matters in your life. Lord, we ask you now to speak to the hearts of each listener, Lord, and to let them know that you love them. Lord, that you love them deeply, that you know about their needs, and Lord, what they have need of before they even ask, Lord, you know all about it. And Lord, I ask you today to bring them to you, to draw them close to your heart, Lord, that they may sense your love and your spirit. Lord, that they may know that you are kind, that you are a good father. Lord, that you hear when we ask. Lord, that you know when we are seeking you and that we will find you. Lord, that you will open doors that have not been opened. Lord, let us continue to knock, to seek, to ask. God, I pray that each listener today would find a place with you. Lord, that they would come to you and let their requests be made known unto you. Father, we ask you to be with each one, to guide and direct, to protect and to keep. Lord, I pray that you will be their strong tower. Lord, that they will run to you in time of need. Lord, be with each one. Bless and keep them, Lord. Our Father is a good, good Father. Asking and he giveth, seeking and you find, knocking and it's open. For our Father is a good, good Father. Friend, sometime today or tonight, find a quiet place and pray. Bring your request to your Heavenly Father, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience truth that you are loved by God and bring your prayers to Him today. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail@healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen both by others, both far and wide.